Elissa Walker Campbell, I want to welcome you back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as it rolls on, and we would absolutely love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can email the show at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. And remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. And of course, joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, he is a celebrity. We're talking with Dick Vermeil, Super Bowl winning coach and one of the game's greatest coaches to have ever been a part of the game. And you know, coach, before we went to commercial break, I said, hey, we were going to talk about the Houston Texans, and they have had a rough season. They are 1-4, third in the AFC Southern Division. Can they turn this around? What's your assessment of what the Houston Texans have been doing this year?
Well, I don't think it'll be difficult to turn it around. They're a better football team than the win-loss record. They're killing themselves with the turnovers. They're minus 8 in turnovers, and you just cannot win in the National Football League. And I study that stuff weekly. I've been studying it since 1969, so if I am an authority on anything, I'm an authority on that. And they're just turning the ball over too many times, and they're not going to win. You know, you just can't win. And I know this right now. I studied it this morning, in fact. There are 17 teams minus one or worse in turnovers right now, and there's only one winning team in the group, wow. And that's Indianapolis at 3-2. You can't win doing it, you know. And conversely, the teams that are really positive, there are 14 teams plus one or better, and the win-loss record is 31 wins and 2 losses. Well, here they are. An up-and-coming football team, struggling a little bit at the quarterback position, and all that. They lost their running back in Foster, and then trying to beat other football teams, turn the ball over. It ain't going to happen, especially if they pick it up and run it in for a score.
Right. You got to minimize those turnovers, but you've also got to have some stability at the quarterback position. Yeah. And I think what's surprising is the fact that, you know, the Houston Texans, they won 9 games last year, and they didn't have continuity in terms of at the quarterback position. They had 3 different quarterbacks. I mean, I was very optimistic that they would right the ship, they would get this turned around. And so I guess it just is surprising to see that they, you know.
Well, they have the 2 guys, and to me it looks like they'll end up going with Hoyer, which I think was the original intention at the start of the season. Then it didn't go well, so you get mad at him, and you put somebody else in, and invariably you were right in the first place, that the other guy was better. You saw him every day on the practice field, and you come back to him. Right now he's playing at a quarterback efficiency rating very good. Now he had the one bad play at the end of the game last week. But, you know, all quarterbacks have bad plays. But see, when you're just barely good enough playing against other good football teams, the one bad play gets you beat.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, for example, Philadelphia won the game last week, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He threw 2 interceptions going into the red zone to score. Sam Bradford did.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hero after that game because they won the game. Okay, they won the game. If they'd have lost a game, they would have eaten him alive because he threw 2 interceptions. Winning, you start ignoring it. Coaches don't ignore it. Coaches recognize that. But I just think they've got to keep playing smart football, eliminate the penalties. You know, it's hard enough to win on your own, let alone contribute, help the other guy. You know, it's stupid. And I don't have the numbers on it, but it's easy to get. I always studied the number of scoring drives of a team that we're going to play that were given a first down within a scoring drive that allowed him to keep it going. You know, sometimes it's over 50%.
Mm.
Can you imagine that? And you're trying to beat other good football. You don't do it.
Right,
you don't
right.
do it.
You're listening to the voice of Dick Vermeil tonight, right here in studio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I want to encourage you to check out his website, vermeilwines.com. And as we talk about just the value of a quarterback, you coached Ron Jaworski, Kurt Warner. I mean, you can't underscore the importance of a quarterback and just the trust that you need to have. I mean, you're talking about Sam Bradford. I mean, his trust, his stock, it definitely went up after last week's performance.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this.
Okay,
I did a study on this before this season started to answer my own questions.
Uh-huh.
But there's only been, of the 49 Super Bowl games played, only 7 of those games already played did not have a Hall of Fame quarterback playing in the game or one that is destined to become one. You better have that guy, okay? You better have that guy or you're kidding yourself.
Okay, so what's the key to that? How do you find a franchise
develop
quarterback?
Hey, maybe Hoyer's a guy.
Okay.
You develop him. You stay with him. You coach him, stay with him, build his confidence, build his self-esteem. And get him truly believing in himself. It's one thing for you to believe in him. The most important thing that he believes in himself. And then you start getting more confident in your throws. You're less hesitant. You're making better, quicker, faster decisions because you're not worried about making the mistake. Some of that is behind you. And then you develop the mental toughness. You know, developing mental toughness is like going to the bank. You keep going to the bank and putting something away, you keep getting tougher, you keep getting money in the bank. You know, it's the same thing. The quarterback has got to be mentally tough. And they develop that through progressive succession of doing things right and then not taking the blame for when things go wrong. You know, sometimes you lose a ball game, he throws an interception. Mm-hmm. But what happened on the 60 other four plays? What player could have made a play that would have won the ball game, regardless of the interception you threw? So you build it all together. But right now it looks like he's their only hope. But his quarterback efficiency rating right now is indicative that he has the ability to do it.
You know, Dick Vermeil, you have the reputation as one of the best motivational coaches. And, you know, it is difficult when you're muscling through dark times. I mean, what kind of advice would you give to head coach Bill O'Brien? Because that's got to be so difficult to keep these guys moving forward and having some type of belief.
Well, everybody has to do it with their own philosophy. And sometimes your philosophy is really influenced by your exposure to other people, other coaches, and that kind of stuff. But I was always remain positive. You know, remain positive. You know, coach what they're doing wrong and keep on the positive side of it. Because, you know, a high school coach told me this one time, 45 years of coaching in California, Shasta High School. We're winning, unbelievable winning record. Uh-huh. He said, you can't make a champ out of a guy you continually call a chump. I never forgot it.
Be demanding.
So be demanding, be tough, but be positive. Be positive.
Be demanding, but not demeaning, right?
Right. And you attack the problem, not the person. And there's a great definition, difference between the two. And I've worked with people that have been on my staff that would attack the person. And I would gradually coach them in to attack the problem. And then bring the person along. But it's something you can tear a guy down. And some of these guys' confidence level isn't nearly as deep as you may think they are or really should be.
Dick Vermeil with us right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Time is flying by too fast. So how do you create an authentic team atmosphere and team experience so that these guys trust each other, they love each other, they care about each other? Because that's when you're going to maximize the talent.
Well, you know, you're talking about building a culture. And that takes time. It usually means eliminating people that don't fit. It means intelligently drafting people that do fit. Because you mentioned the word motivation, and I appreciate the compliment. Oh. But I've always felt that evaluation was every bit as critical as motivation. If you really screen who you're allowing to wear your jerseys, you don't have as many motivation problems. You know, yes, they're going to make mistakes and they're going to be down. You got to pump them up, but they're naturally motivated, driven people, or you'd like them to be anyway, or you see within them the ability to really motivate themselves.
We could go another half hour with the great Dick Vermeil, who's been joining us tonight right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. What an awesome way to kick off our show. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at hour number one at YSR, the Big East Sports Show, where weekends always start early.